to the highway. I bet the next time I'm out. This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Briggs Brown and Bayou Cajuns, and Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's a near certainty that sequestration is coming today. Republicans say there will be no spending and budget deal with President Obama that includes spending cuts and new revenues. Republicans want spending cuts alone. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno tells CBS this morning the cuts will definitely hurt the Army.
Right now, we're furloughing 251,000 civilians. We're laying off about 8,000 people. I can't train 80% of my units, and I still haven't found enough money yet that will pay the bills in 13.
The president has been meeting with Democratic and Republican congressional leaders this morning, but hope of avoiding sequestration is said to be extremely thin.
There is no legitimacy in a regime that commits atrocities against its own people.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Turkey today. He says the U.S. will continue to work toward a leadership transition in Turkey's neighbor Syria. Thousands of people continue crossing the border to refugee camps in Turkey. The Obama administration is asking the Supreme Court to overturn the proposition banning same-sex marriage in California and approved by voters there in 2008. As the administration argues the law is unfair, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports that a new poll shows most Californians now support same-sex marriage.
The field poll finds that 61% of those surveyed in California approve of gay marriage, with 32% opposing and the remainder expressing no opinion. Support for same-sex marriage cuts across all racial and ethnic groups. It finds the highest support, 78%, among Californians 39 years and younger. The poll represents a major opinion shift. 4 years ago, when California voters approved Prop 8, only 48% of voters supported gay marriage. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a challenge to that law next month. The Obama administration has filed a brief urging the High Court to overturn Prop 8. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
A brush fire in Southern California is now 30% contained. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says the fire broke out in Riverside and quickly spread through 200 acres.
The Santa Ana Riverbed runs through much of the Inland Empire. It's a riparian pathway that's home to cycling, hiking, and equestrian trails and near a major freeway interchange. The fire that's burning in it now broke out yesterday afternoon and brought 200 firefighters from Riverside and Orange counties, a nearby Indian reservation, and several cities. Some jail inmates came out as well. The flames grew so intense, three water-dropping helicopters circled overhead, trying to keep embers from flying into a neighborhood. They were mostly successful, but at least one home was damaged. Several others were threatened. At one point, more than 1,800 nearby residents lost electricity. Today's concern will be the breeze, with temperatures getting into the mid-80s. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
And this is NPR News. A wave of violence has rocked Bangladesh after a special war crimes tribunal imposed the death penalty on an Islamist leader for his role in the 1971 War of Independence from Pakistan. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that demonstrators for and against the convicted leader clashed with security forces, leaving dozens of people dead, including police.
A controversial domestic war crimes tribunal ruled that Dilawar Hussain Saeedi must be hanged for crimes against humanity. A leader of the fundamentalist Jamaat-e-Islami party, Saeedi was convicted in 8 out of 20 counts, including murder, arson, rape, and forcibly converting Hindus to Muslims. The crimes date to Bangladesh's bloody liberation from Pakistan, in which 3 million people were killed and thousands of women were raped. Saeedi is the third Jamaat leader to be convicted this year in rulings that Islamists condemn as politically motivated. Security forces braced for trouble following the death sentence handed down to Saeedi. The 73-year-old cleric said it had been influenced by atheists and pro-government supporters, and he vowed to appeal. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
Consumer spending is up for January, but by a slim 0.2%. Incomes in the U.S., however, fell noticeably. And economist Scott Brown of Raymond James & Associates says the consumer economy faces other challenges, too.
The big drop is probably nothing to worry about, but the payroll tax increase and higher gasoline prices really ought to dampen the pace of consumer spending growth in the near term.
The January income drop was the biggest in 20 years. Most economists expect consumer spending in the first quarter of this year to slow down sharply from the final quarter of last year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Joyce Foundation, working to improve the quality of life in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Right now, back to 1964 and music from Aretha Franklin.
Last night, say you were playing cards. Can't understand it, baby. What make your big fat head so hard? I'm gonna leave you, and there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I try.
You should be out in the forest fighting a big old grizzly bear.
How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Recorded back in December 1st, actually, of 1949. That was Little Esther Phillips along with the Johnny Otis Quintet. Little Esther Phillips doing Double Crossing Blues. She was 14 years old at the time that she recorded that particular song, and it went straight to the top of the R&B charts. Before we heard Little Esther Phillips here on KRVS, we heard Aretha Franklin from 1964 doing a number that was first recorded by Dinah Washington in 1943 on Dinah's debut recording session. And that tune, of course, put Dinah Washington on the map. Aretha did a great job on Evil Gal Blues. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to go back to 1957 and listen to Odetta. Like Little Esther Phillips, she got her the start of her career, singing career in Los Angeles. Here is Odetta with her rendition of Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning, hear the ding-dong ring. You go marching to the table. You see the same old thing, well, it's all on one table. Knife, a fork, and a pan. And if you say a thing about it, you're in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, man, you better walk right. You better not stagger. You know you better not fight. A sheriff Benson will arrest you. He'll carry you down. The jury finds you guilty, your penitentiary bond. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a loving light on me. Hey, on the comes Miss Rosie. Oh, well, I know her by her apron and the dress she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. She goes a walking to the captain, said, turn her loose, her mom, man, let the midnight special turn.
Makes waste.
So I believe in taking my time. The highest mountain can't be raced. It's something you must slowly climb. I want a slow and easy man. He needn't ever take the lead. 'Cause I work on that long time plan. I ain't a looking for no speed. I'm a one-hour mama, so no one-minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Set your alarm clock, papa, 1 hour is proper. Then love me like I like to be. I don't want no lame excuses for my loving being so good that you couldn't wait no longer. Now I hope I'm understood. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. I don't want no greenhorn lover like a rookie going to war with a load of big artillery and don't know what it's for. You've got to bring me reference with a great long pedigree and prove you've got endurance, or you don't mean snap to me. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. I don't want no crowing rooster, what likes a hit or two. Action is the only booster of what my man can do. I don't want no imitations, my requirements ain't no joke. I've got pure indignation for a guy who lost his stroke. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. Set your alarm clock, papa, 1 hour is proper. Then love me like I like to be. I may want love for 1 hour, decide to make it two. Might be 1-4 I get started, 3-4 I get through. I'm a 1 hour mama, so no 1 minute papa ain't the kind of man for me. 1 hour ain't the kind of man for me. One more time, he ain't the kind of man for me. Don't want no quickie.
Sapphire, the uppity blues women from their disc Broadcasting. That one came out in 1992. Their cover of the old blues classic, 1 Hour Mama. Before hearing Sapphire, we heard Odetta from 1957. Odetta doing a rendition of Midnight Special, another prison song. Interesting number that allegedly was recorded by, according to Alan Lomax, recorded by Lead Belly, first recorded, written by Lead Belly while he was in Sugar Land Prison in Texas back in the late 1920s, mid to late 20s, I believe it was. But there's some doubt cast upon the authorship of that tune as far as Lead Belly's concerned, because there were other Library of Congress recordings of that song being sung in prisons all over the South back in the 1930s. So if Lead Belly did write it, it spread awfully quickly through a lot of prisons. Great tune, though. We're going to turn next to Lead Belly. Here's Lead Belly with a number that Big Bill Brunsey first made famous. Others recorded it also. Lead Belly from 1946 with his rendition of Digging My Potatoes.
Somebody digging my potatoes, tapping on my farm. I have the biggest feeling, tapping on my farm.
I chipped up to my window, thought I heard them moan. I don't want to push it, oh, good God, somebody got it home. Boy, he's digging my potatoes. Did you feel it? Yes, mama. I tipped up to my window, couldn't see them for some fun. I don't want to hurt them, but I said, oh, good God, I heard of one.
Boy, he's digging my potatoes. That's been on my mind. I had this bitch of feeling. Yes, mama.
Well, I want to tell you, Nick, leave my girl alone. Ain't nothing standing in the street. She can't find it home, but you dig in my potato. Rabbit hole, bye bye. Will I have a special plan? Resting on my mind. Well, my vines was all green, my potato red. Thought you were my friend till I caught you in my bed. But you were digging my potato, rabbit on my mind. Will I have a special pain? Resting on my mind. Resting on.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
I want somebody just right now. Just listen to God. I'm going, babe, I'm going. And crying won't make me stay. Cause the more you cry now, now, baby, for you drive me away, for you drive me away. I mean drive me away, for you drive me away. Now I wish I was a bullfrog swimming in the deep blue sea. Lord, I would have all these good looking women, nah, 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 fishing after me, fishing after, I mean after, sure enough after me. Now I went to my baby's house and I sat down on a step. She said, walk on in, now, now, Tony. My husband just now left. My husband just now. I mean just now. Sure enough, just now left. Oh, Lord, just now left. Lord, just now left. Now ain't none of my business. Baby, but you know I know it ain't right. Stay with your kid, man, all day long and play sick on your husband that night. On your husband that night. I mean your husband that night. Showing up your husband that night. Oh, Lord, your husband. Oh, Lord, your husband that night. Oh, Lord, your husband that night. Time. Now, Lord, oh Lord, baby, hear me, blow the blue. Now, I ain't got no bottom, nah, 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 in my last pass, you, in my last pass. My last breath.
Deep Blue Sea Blues. That was Tommy McLennan, recorded back in the September of 1941. A tune that would end up becoming Rolling Stone by Muddy Waters before that, the decade of the 1940s had ended. Tommy McLennan. He started recording in 1939. Very interesting Mississippi blues man. Before we heard Tommy McLennan, we heard Lead Belly doing a number called Digging My Potatoes. He had with him Brownie McGee on guitar and vocals, as well as Sonny Terry on blues harp. Well, we heard Tommy McLennan doing the tune that would become often called Catfish Blues, but Under Muddy Waters, Rolling Stone. There's some thought that his wasn't the first recording. Well, that he didn't write it, I should say. It was first recorded by his friend Robert Pettway in March of 1941. And some, I think Honey Boy Edwards said that it was originally composed by Pettway. Nobody really knows for sure. Interesting character, Pettway. He was brought up to Chicago, invited up to Chicago by his friend Tommy McLennan, and recorded there. McLennan, he allegedly died of alcoholism and in poverty in Chicago in 62. Almost nothing is known about Robert Pettway outside of the fact that he did record some good blues. Case in point, here is Robert Pettway from February of 1942 with a number called Bertha Lee Blues.
Been good to me, Bertha Lee. You sure have been good to me. You've been good, Bertha Lee. That you's intend to be. You sure it, baby. Bertha Lee, honey, please don't you stay from home. I'm talking about you, Bertha Lee. Bertha Lee, please don't you stay from home. If you do, Bertha Lee, something sure is going on wrong. Yes, yes. Talk about Bertha Lee sometime. Well, all right. Bertha Lee, why don't you come back home to me? Bertha Lee, why don't you come back home to me? If you don't, Bertha Lee, oh babe, I sure can't see. Look at y'all now, Bertha Lee, I don't want you even running around. Oh, Bertha Lee, I want you to leave when you run around. If you do, Bertha Lee, please lay my money down. Yes, yes, played by Bertha Lee now, little white partner.
I do to change your mind. Hey, hey, baby, can I change your mind? I got the freight train blue, the tracks is out of line. You got a man in the east and a man in the west, just sitting here wondering who you love the best. Hey, hey, What can I do to change your mind? I got the blues for you, baby. You keep me worried all the time. You say you love me, I believe in you. You trying to quit me, what more can I do? Hey, hey, baby, can I change your mind? I got the blues for you, baby. You keep me worried all the time. Now, boy, you know I got the blues. Now, play them for me now. Yes, 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 yes. Got 'em. My papa got 'em. My sister told me that she had 'em too. Hey, hey, mama, what can I do? Some old day you will want me, and I won't care a thing about you.
From 1941, in December of that year, Big Maceo Merriweather on piano and vocals with Tampa Red on guitar, a number called I Got the Blues. Big Maceo, originally from Georgia, moved with his family up to Detroit, and ultimately he moved to Chicago, where he ended up becoming a really, really important pianist on the Chicago blues scene. Henry Gray cites Big Maceo as one of his big influences. Before we heard Big Maceo Merriweather and the great slide guitarist Tampa Red, we heard Robert Pettway, again, an obscure artist in some respects. Very little is known about him, but he was a really interesting guitar player, a lot more interesting than his good friend Tommy McLennan, who wasn't half bad himself. We heard Robert Pettway doing a number called Berthelley Blues, again, that one recorded early in 1942. One of the most interesting slide guitarists to record during the 1920s was Blind Willie Johnson from Texas. We're going to listen to Blind Willie from his first recording session, this one done on the 3rd of December of 1927. Blind Willie Johnson with Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed.
Just got married, haven't been a minute apart, but to receive both in my hand, in religion and my heart. I can ring him up easy, ah, oh well, bang him up easy, don't make him up. That he ain't gone. Late Friday evening, hanging on the cross, hanging there in misery. Oh, oh well, hanging there in misery. Don't make a mess. Late Friday evening,
maypole, my them on. Jesus said to his day, disciples coming, carry my mother home. Dying will be easy, ah, dying will be easy. Dying will be easy, Jesus gonna make a mess. I'm dead and buried, somebody said I was lost. When it get down to just done at the Paramount, I did a cross. Done gone over, ah, oh, well. Done gone over, may come on.
I got two in the Bama, and I got one on Billy Hill. I got two in the Bama, and I got one on Billy Hill. But don't now suit me like that gal I got in Doolittleville. I don't want a woman on Fast Street, I swear I would speak to a woman live on Mill. I don't want a woman on Fast Street would speak to a woman live on Mill. When I get ready for me some loving, I'm going down in Doolittleville. Turn your light down low, somebody have shot poor Will. Turn your lamp down low, somebody have shot Buddy Will. I told him to stay from across the river in East Jackson and get one of them gals out of Doolittleville. Oh, when my baby see me coming, she lay her head on the windowsill. When my baby see me coming, she lay her head on the windowsill. That's to let them other women know her man's in Doolittleville.
Recorded in New Orleans back in 1966, that was Boogie Bill Webb on guitar and vocals with a number called Doolittleville Blues. He was originally from Mississippi, but ended up moving to New Orleans and spending a fair part of the latter part of his life there. Before we heard Boogie Bill Webb, we heard Blind Willie Johnson here on KRVS from Johnson's first recording session done in Dallas back in December of 1927, one of his classics, Jesus Make Up My Dying Bed. Again, one of the most interesting and ethereal of blues players. He's almost spooky the way he sings, and some of his guitar playing is absolutely remarkable. There was nobody else at the time like him that recorded. Blind Willie Johnson. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Up next, a couple of harp players with strong Louisiana connections. First, someone born in Marksville back in 1930, raised in Alexandria, and ended up as a major Chicago blues artist in the 1950s. We're talking about Little Walter, Walter Jacobs. Here he is from 1954, Little Walter on blues harp and vocals with I Gotta Find My Baby.
not a cloud I wouldn't like. I got to find my baby, I declare I wouldn't lie. I ain't had no real good loving since that girl said goodbye. Now if I was a good Lord, pretty well would never die. You may look good, baby, but you got to hang your head and cry. I got to find my baby, I declare I wouldn't lie. I ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Baby, till my mustache drags the ground. I got to find my baby, cause I know what she's putting down. I'm gonna find my baby, I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Well, I don't if it's the last thing I ever do in my life. I wanna find my big, big brown skin and make her my wife. I got to find my baby, I declare I wouldn't lie. I ain't had no real good love since that gal said goodbye. Well, I hate to see the sun hurry to the west. I know my whole night gonna solidness. I got to find my baby, I declare I wouldn't lie. I had no real good love since that gal said goodbye.
I wanna tell you about a dance that's going around. Everybody doing it from the grown-ups down. You have to move your head, you have to move your hands, you have to move your lips, just shake your hips and do the hip shake, baby, and do the hip shake, baby, do the hip shake, baby. Don't know, don't be afraid. Just listen to me and do what I said. Don't move your head, don't move your hands, don't move your lips, just shake your hips. Do the hip shake, baby, do the hip shake, baby, do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. That's easy. Well, I met a little girl in a country town. Slim heartbone. I didn't move my head, I didn't move my hands, I didn't move my lips. She shook her hips, she did a hip shake, baby, did a hip shake, baby, did a hip shake, baby. Shake your hip, baby. Now ain't it sweet?
From 1966, that was Slim Harpo from Baton Rouge. Slim Harpo with Shake Your Hips. And that tune was basically, at least melodically and rhythmically and all that, based on a tune that Little Walter recorded back in 1955. And we heard Little Walter just before hearing Slim Harpo from 54. We heard Little Walter on blues harp and vocals doing a number called I Got to Find My Baby. Next year on the Blues Box on KRVS, music from the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review from their disc Command Performance that came out back in 2008. Here they are with a replication of yet another Little Walter number.
This is what they called a...
Come easy now.
Tell Me Mama.
Oh, tell me mama, who's that wild ago? Yes, tell me mama, who's that wild ago? When I come in, who went out that back door? Now don't come here, mama, I'm gonna start raising sand. You've been out boogly woogly, there's something I don't understand. Won't you tell me, mama, who's that wild ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? This is something I never seen before. A man getting my money, always slamming my back door. Won't you tell me, mama, who's that wild ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door?
Oh,
crazy, or do you feel you've always made it? Hey, hey, tell me, how do you feel when your baby crosses your mind? I wanna know, tell me, how do you feel when your baby crosses your mind? Yeah, hey, do you crack up a loud laughter, or do you break down and start crying? Well, well, tell me, how do you feel, darling? I want the truth and not a lie. That's what I said. Tell me, how do you feel, darling? I want the truth and not a lie. Whoa, yeah. Cause if you feel good on the inside, I must admit you're better shape than I. Yeah, yeah. Well, do you feel happy? Do you feel sad? When you lost the best girl you ever had?
Geneva Magnus from her disc Blues Ain't Pretty, one of her earlier releases, and that was her rendition of Tell Me How Do You Feel. And before hearing Geneva here on KRVS, we heard the legendary Rhythm and Blues Review from a disc called Command Performance. They were a sort of a loosely put together blues group for performing on blues cruises off the West Coast. And in the case, we heard Magic Dick was on blues harp and vocals, Deanna Bogart on piano, Ronnie Baker Brooks, and Tommy Castro on guitars. They did a cover of the Little Walter tune, Tell Me Mama. Next here on KRVS, a little bit of Texas blues. This is the first album that Johnny Winter had national distribution on. Johnny Winter with Backdoor Friend.
Knows to have some backdoor friend. When you walk out, yeah, know that he comes slipping in. She knows about it, right? She ran around with a kid man all day. Woo, Lord, please, sick of a husband tonight. Oh, yeah, niggas, man. Come here.
believe you'll catch a man.
To jump in, my baby showed up and said, I will tell you when. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. What I feel like this when my baby can be found. I love you, baby, with all my heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. I love you in the morning and in the evening too. But every time you leave me, I get mad with you. Well, I'm told on, I'm almost level with the ground. Oh, I feel like this when my baby can be found. A love like mine is out of sight. I lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe your love is true. Well, I'm told out, I'm almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can be found. Well, I'm told out, I'm almost level.
Texas blues man Freddie King recorded in actually in Cincinnati back in 1961. Freddie King with I'm Tore Down. He was preceded by fellow Texan Johnny Winter. We heard Johnny Winter from 1969 and from a self-titled Columbia Records release. He hit the big time with getting on with Columbia at the time. Johnny Winter did a number called Backdoor Friends. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM. Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there.